Jeressa Lee is a Greenpeace kai mahi, and she's from Te Rārua Ngāpui, Rāra Tonga. Today we're talking a little about TTR, or Trans-Tasman Resources. They'll proceed with its seabed mining project despite repeated legal defeats and the opposition of Ngāti Ruanui. They are looking to, anyway, trying to take advantage of this fast-track consenting process. Of course, they've made an application to mine the South Taranaki Bight seabed using the government's processes. And Jeressa Lee is with us, recorded on that front. Hey, Jeressa, hoki mai. It's good to hear from you again. Tēnā koe.
Oh, good to be back.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us. What grates most about this application from your end, Jeressa?
The government is saying that this fast-track bill is about making decisions faster, but actually it's about making development easier. And by bypassing, you know, important checks and balances that we have in place to protect Te Tāiao. And yes, there's overwhelming opposition to TTR and seabed mining in Taranaki. From Ngāti Ruanui, experts, locals, etc., this is exactly why it's so alarming. Decisions being made around the table with very limited and narrow perspectives, and this fast-track bill means, you know, three ministers and some influence for mining lobbyists after, you know, a history of TTR. TTR have a lot of blues wreck behind them, which is significant, which says something, and it's very possible that the fast-track consents bill gets to ignore all of that history, and the reasons why they've been declined right up to the Supreme Court.
The TTR is going to able to proceed with its, despite repeated legal defeats in opposition. Infrastructure Minister Chris Bishop is saying that the company has been sent the same letter as others. The government plan there comes into question. What are some of the wider implications for New Zealand and the environment to this particular kaupapa, Jeressa? If Trans-Tasman Resources get the nod, is that the thin end of the wedge?
Yeah. I mean, if, you know, as I said, they've got this long losing streak, but they've invested a lot of money, $85 million. Into trying to get this over the line. They'll be feeling very desperate now, which is why they're looking at the fast-track consent process, their proposal is going to have, if it goes through, will have a devastating impact, perhaps irreversible, on the South Taranaki Bight, which is home to blue pygmy whales, critically endangered Maui dolphins, Hector's dolphins, and, you know, the adorable little blue korora. Digging up the seabed and then dumping back the waste can only cause harm, you know, to its biodiversity. There's no doubt about that. And as for wider implications, you know, if TTR can get approval despite the previous rejections, despite the wishes and advice from Ngāti Ruanui, despite opposition from locals and advocates and experts, then we will have set a very low bar and the floodgates will open. You know, the fight against seabed mining in Taranaki is being watched globally and will have influence either way, on the global conversation or debate rather, on deep sea mining, because the fight looks exactly the same. It's Indigenous peoples and their traditional knowledge, frontline communities and their lived experiences, and experts with the best available science versus industry looking to plunder the planet for a buck. So decision makers and world leaders are in the middle and they need to do the right thing.
Thanks very much. Any updates on your plastic mahi? I know that you work a lot in that space, and to be honest, it's so everywhere, isn't it? You wonder whether we've wrapped the globe up in plastic. You're a plastics pollution campaigner. Where are we at with some of that, mahi, Jeressa?
I'm doing that more in a personal capacity at the moment now. So I'll be taking a little holiday to go and do plastics work next week at the fourth meeting of the Global Plastics meeting, Global Plastics Treaty in Ottawa, which is in 2 weeks. And our government, we've got a new government now, and so the direction that and the ambition of our government on the Global Plastics Treaty could very well change. We don't know exactly what that is yet, but I will be sticking on them hard to make sure we get the best possible outcomes, and when we have the best, we take to that international meeting the strongest voice we possibly can.
Great catching up with you again, Jeresa. Thanks very much. Yeah, all the best with the mahi.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. Right. Hei kona ira. A ko Pākehi waha te hōtaka, kaupapa Māori priority.